Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeremy, you were the one that found this hilarious story.
I don't know why I find this so funny. I love it when people are brutally honest in obituaries.
That, like, if you were still single, that would be on your profile.
I think so.
Because I like it when people get pulled over and then blame the dog for driving drunk. Those are actual news stories.
Yeah, those happen.
And anytime that's in the news, I'm just rolling over and dying.
Yeah, every so often, these will pop up in the news and you're like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you for finally telling the truth.
You really... God, I hope you... I hope I die before you, because you are so composed and you take care of everything around here and you do it with as much of a smile as you can muster at that moment.
Yeah.
And the fact that you love this so much scares me.
Yeah, because you never know.
Right.
Maybe I should start writing that draft.
I'm really scared.
I wonder what that would be like.
Dear Jordan. Dear Laszlo. Dear heart soul,
everybody,
I'm going to haunt you.
Yeah, but you don't believe in ghosts, so
no, you're going to haunt her soul. Who does believe in ghosts?
That's true. That is true.
Sybil Hicks of Ontario.
She's adorable, by the way.
Yes, the two pictures. They have a wonderful photo, which probably the family picked out, judging by how hilarious this woman is. It's just a normal photo.
Nice. Yeah, it looks very regal, like a grandma. Looks like a good time.
And then next to it, she looks like she stuck her finger in a light socket.
Spiky hair, yelling. Gosh. Yeah. She looks like a Melissa McCartney.
Yes!
Like SNL skit.
Absolutely. That's the perfect way to describe the right book.
Like, I feel like this is Melissa McCartney.
It could be.
It might be.
Her playing a prank on us.
It's amazing. So, she unfortunately passed away.
Mm-hmm.
However, she wrote her obituary beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And... pretty much just laid everything out to everybody.
I love how you know this is going to be hilarious from the very beginning because she doesn't list her age or cause of death.
Nope.
Which is something that Blanche Devereaux would do.
Yep.
The real, well, the fictional character in The Golden Girls, not my cat.
Oh, your cat would as well, I'm sure.
Yes. Age, height, weight.
But it just says, if you start reading this, it says, "It hurts me to admit it, but I, Mrs. Ron Hicks from Baysville, have passed away. I passed away with my eldest daughter, Brenda, by my side, February 2nd, 2019 at 8:20 a.m. I leave behind my loving husband, Ron Hicks, whom I often affectionately referred to as a horse's ass."
That's a real relationship.
That's the beginning
right.
of this obituary.
Right, this obituary goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, it's pretty long. I also left behind my children, whom I tolerated over the years. Bob was my oldest, also my favorite. Brian was the Oreo cookie favorite.
I would be so mad if my parents finally came out and told me through their obituary that my brother was their favorite. At least my mother.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just based on this must have been an amazing family. I'm sure that they were just like... hilarious.
And it's weird because I feel like every story of grandparents that I hear, the people's grandparents are the coolest, nicest, sweetest people. But the stories that you hear from your grandparents' children, they're like, oh my God, she was such a bitch. She was so mean, blah, blah, blah.
She was terrible.
So there's a line in the obituary that says, "I will miss seeing my sweetest grandchildren. Please grow up to be the incredible people you are meant to be." So it's that exact thing. She's not just like taking shots at everybody.
Right. But. However,
did you see the line about Dorothy?
No.
Okay.
Which one is that? Go there.
A little bit more down.
Oh, wait. There we go. There we go. I see it. "Please come say goodbye and celebrate my wonderful life with my husband and his special friend, Dorothy, who is now lovingly taking care of my horse's ass." I missed that part. Who is Dorothy?
I don't know. Also, somebody else from the Golden Girls. I don't know. His special friend. That's usually what I had to call my girlfriends when I would bring them home. This is my friend. We sleep in the same bed.
Do you think maybe it was like a nurse? Or do you think it was like a little side action going on with Dorothy?
I don't know. We have to find Dorothy and horse's ass and ask them.
For those of you who are wondering who assisted me in writing this, it wasn't my husband. It wasn't my oldest, nor was it my youngest. Maybe those are the people she doesn't like. So maybe she didn't like her husband. Maybe. I'm thinking maybe now as I read this.
It's less affectionate and more telling him like it is.
The hell with all of you, I think is what's going on. But my favorite line
in
the entire thing says, I finally have the smoking hot body I always wanted, having been cremated.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Father of the Bride comes out May 10th. I finally figured it out.
Nice. That's
so good. I love that. I just picture, I picture the exact opposite of what it looks like outside.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of that song.
You can't help but think warm thoughts in Vampire Weekend.
Mm-hmm. In the woods with little animals.
That I'm still not with you on.
Really? No. Well, okay. What do you picture when you hear Vampire Weekend's Harmony Hall?
A beach.
That's fine. As long as the seals are popping out of the water.
No animals. Just sand.
That seems kind of depressing.
Lots of sand.
Why would you go to the beach not for the water?
Well, I mean, obviously there's water, but I just see sand.
Are you by yourself?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you have your work computer with you?
Yes.
Okay, we figured it out. We have.
Yes.
I have Sigmund Freuded Jeremy.
Yep. It all comes back to work.
God. I'm going to have to steal your work laptop whenever you go on a vacation.
No.
Yes.
No, because then what happens if you go off the air? Well, I mean, who fixes things?
I'll call someone. I know there's a CD right there in the corner. I know what to do.
It says on the wall behind you.
Oh.
Program issues. My name is second, but I'm actually not first. I'm the first person you would call.
Okay.
I love that first person, but they have no idea.
Here's the thing. I would just plug in my phone and play some crap off of that so you could have a proper vacation.
No. Nope. Because I know.
Have you had a proper vacation?
No, I've never taken a vacation.
What?
No, I've never taken a vacation.
What? In the
the 15 years that I've been here, no, I've never taken a vacation.
But what about your vacation time?
I don't know if I even have any. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't keep track of these things. I've never taken a vacation. I'm what you would call a workaholic.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, you are. You need to be in one of those situations like Lost. Although I feel like you would be the person that takes care of everybody there.
Right.
Is everybody okay? Let me dress that wound.
I do know first aid.
I would be the first person. I've always said in an apocalypse, I want to be the first person that is killed and eaten.
Because
I don't want to live in a world without fast food.
Which is so funny to me because you are Little Miss, like, I love Victorian era. Pre-electricity.
Okay.
You love that era.
Yes.
But you would not survive.
No, I need the internet.
You would not survive.
In my castle in England.
Yeah. That's not how that works.
Interesting that you say that because yesterday I was watching Victoria.
Oh, I love that show.
On PBS.
I love that show.
So good. I'm just starting it. And the Queen Victoria,
right, yes.
was at a dance and started looking at her dance card.
Right.
I've heard that term so many times before, like, is your dance card full?
You didn't know that was a real thing?
No, I did know that it was a real thing, but I just wondered what they actually looked like.
It's a card.
Right.
Like a little book.
Like a little book that says, okay, the first dance is a waltz, and I'm going to dance that one with Joe.
Right.
And then the second is the funky chicken.
Right.
I'm going to dance that one with Jordan.
Okay.
So I went online to see just what we, if we have any modern versions of dance cards. The answer is no.
Yeah, no.
The answer is no. But I made the mistake of searching it in Amazon.
Oh, why do you do these things?
Because that's the only place I shop.
Why?
Because it comes to my door.
Again, you would never make it in Victorian times.
That's right. Why do I keep saying fast food? If there's no Amazon, then I don't want to live.
You have nothing.
I should have stock in that company.
I'm shocked that you don't.
I know, especially somebody that spent almost $30,000.
Oh my gosh.
But because every time I search anything on Amazon. And everybody knows this. We all have a certain algorithm.
Okay.
That's built in the background for it to then suggest things for you that you might like because of how you searched and what you searched for.
And it's always listening to you as well. So
right.
I'm sure
right.
that probably plays a part in it. That explains a lot, actually.
It does. It really, really, really does. So if you think that that explains a lot, then will you help me go through these like 10 weird suggestions that they suggested and help me analyze what the hell Amazon is trying to say about me?
Only if I can do it as well.
Of course.
I want to see what you think mine is like.
Okay. Yes, okay. Let's do this. Let's Freud each other.
Oh God.
After the Kings of Leon.
Sounds dirty.
The Kings of Leon sex on fire, by the way. Oh, man.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Yes, it's true. Everything's watching us. Everything's listening to us. Everything is calculating what we do, what we make, what we think, what mm-hmm. we search for, and it all spits out to you with suggestions of things to buy.
Via Amazon.
Via Amazon. And I am the first sucker in line for this.
Yeah, you buy a lot of things.
Random stuff, man.
And I don't know why.
Because
where do you put it all?
I'm actually a minimalist, which is hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your apartment. I'm like, the things that you have said that you've bought, I don't know where these things are.
Me neither, actually, now that I think about it. I think I give them away when I'm done.
Or send them back.
That's true.
Like the lie detector?
The lie detector didn't work. Hartzell read it wrong. I swear to God, 99% of those things. If you want to hear what we're talking about, the podcast for Monday.
Whenever he was here
Tuesday.
Last.
Tuesday?
I don't remember when
Tuesday.
That
was. Tuesday podcast.
What day is today?
Thursday. I don't know.
It's Thursday.
I don't know. It all bleeds together. So I'm checking my Amazon suggestions. Just weird things because I've gone all over the board.
Which I've never, like, I've seen this scrolling through Facebook a million times, but I've never really stopped and gone through the suggestions.
You have it up right now, though.
I do. I found it, and I brought mine.
What's the last thing that you purchased on Amazon?
A yoga mat.
Okay. All right. That seems like a normal thing.
Right.
So what are the things that it's suggesting?
So the first thing that, and it's all today's deals. Is that how this works? It just gives you the deal of the day?
I have one of those, but then when you scroll some more, it doesn't say today's deals.
Yeah, mine are all today's deals.
Oh, maybe you're a today's deals person.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe you have to spend more than
$25.
Yeah. And 10 grand, and they're just like, all right, this sucker.
After 10 grand, they're just like, throw anything at her, she'll buy it
eventually.
That's
what it feels like. But also, you know, my phone, and especially Amazon, because sometimes that's where I go to buy discreet products that I don't want to carry around and purchase in the store.
Back massager?
It's a back massager. That's not what I meant.
But you bought that on Amazon. Did you buy that on Amazon?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's known as a back massager.
Yep, with a flower attachment.
It is suggesting for me hoodie strings. Okay.
That makes sense.
I've purchased hoodies.
You wear a lot of hoodies.
Yep. Off of Amazon.
And they'll have the same strings.
They do.
There you go.
It doesn't know me quite that well because it is suggesting those reusable straws that people have.
You like straws. So.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Maybe you should use the reusable straws.
I don't want to carry something around I've been putting my mouth all over.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with
that. I don't care how
clean
it gets.
I mean, you wash it.
I don't want to carry around anything. I know I'm a bad person. I'm killing the seals, but I always order a straw when the server comes, puts your drinks on the table.
You ask for extra straws.
Yeah, usually. I have some extra straws. I need to
a couple
do something. Put these in my purse. I find it interesting that Amazon has suggested a microwave that I already purchased.
Oh.
I've had this for years.
Okay. Again, they're just throwing things at you. They're thinking maybe, hey, you've had it for years. Maybe it's time to upgrade.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
It's time to upgrade. Maybe you need to think about that microwave purchase.
Sure. Sure. Maybe it only lasts so long. Maybe they know that I didn't get the warranty. If you can explain that, then I need you to explain this. Unicorn head squirrel feeder. It's a unicorn on a squirrel's body.
It looks like one of those unicorn masks, like the horse mask, and you fill it full of nuts and squirrels stick their little heads up in it. And it looks like the squirrel is wearing a unicorn.
Yes. Squirrel is wearing a unicorn head.
Well, they clearly don't know that you live on the 30th floor of an apartment building. So whatever squirrel makes it up to said unicorn feeder
deserves a drink.
Deserves more than whatever you've shoved in that unicorn head.
Exactly. I'll open my window and be like, sir, you have earned yourself a bourbon.
Please come in. Relax.
Or ma'am. Are you seeing anything weird?
Mine's not that exciting. I've got some sort of weird lightweight sleeping mat. Okay, I just ordered a yoga mat, so whatever. Binoculars that come with walkie-talkies. That's a thing. Apparently, I'm a spy in another life. Ballpoint pens. So if I need to murder somebody with a ballpoint pen because I'm a spy, does that make sense?
Wow, that really goes. I was thinking for you just to write with.
Well, I mean,
on your dance card.
I was with that whole spy thing. Well, next is this crystal diamond peacock art.
Oh, I like that
thing.
That would go in my place.
Yeah, it's crystals that look like unicorns or like peacocks.
Not squirrels.
I've got the unicorn squirrel thing stuck in my head.
So weird.
Bath and tidy bath toy organizer.
Sure.
You could use that for, shampoos and things. You don't have to use it for toys.
I
don't have any children.
The portable outdoor shower.
Again, you live on the 30th floor.
And I hate outside.
You don't do outside well.
No.
So
a dog pack? A book bag to put on your dog that makes it look like a saddle? I don't even have a dog.
I need that, actually. Do you want to buy that for Jones? Can you throw that on your Amazon?
I absolutely will.
Yeah, I mean, more walkie-talkies. It thinks I'm a spy. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
And watches.
This suggested a scanner that you would use if you were doing the self-checkout at Target. What the hell do I need that for?
Now they think maybe, okay, you order so much crap, maybe you're selling it.
Okay, all right.
So maybe you can justify everything. That little thing. What am I trying to say? POS? Is that right?
Yes.
Point of sale?
Point of sale.
Look at me learning things.
Again, it has suggested the 5-foot check. Just a big thing that you write and give to somebody, take the picture where you're smiling and shaking hands.
Maybe they think since you live on the 30th floor that you have a large checking account?
Possibly. Engineering club.
I'm trying real hard to justify all of these things.
Well, now maybe it knows the longevity of this morning show because it's suggesting the ultimate server book.
Oh, yeah.
Your server writes down, all right, would you like onions on that?
So when we need to start taking orders, maybe we should just go ahead and purchase a few of those. You want to just go ahead and click buy now? Just click that buy now option. Can you just click that buy now option, please? Just do it.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
J-Dog, thank you so much for driving us into work.
Of course.
I would not have made it.
The thing that sucks, though, is now you're stuck here with me.
It's not stuck.
Until I'm done.
It's not stuck. It's a beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm.
So your parents buy and sell antiques, right?
Yeah, kind of. So they do the whole junk thing where they buy just old rusted metal things. They don't go and find like pretty antiques like you think.
Okay.
They go to old barns and find, old gas heaters and turn them into lights, which is what I gave you for Christmas.
Amazing.
Yeah. So they do things like that. So
since you've kind of grown up with that, mm-hmm. What's your estimate for how old something has to be considered antique?
That's a tough one now because Nirvana is considered classic rock to some people now. So
oh my God, I'm going
to
throw up. It is.
I know. It's weird. Is there can you Google it? If you Google antique, does it say?
Not really. I think it's a part of your heart. I'd imagine it's 50 years or later.
Let's see. How old is something to be considered an antique? According to Google, about 100 years.
Damn, okay.
But it says. Okay, so that makes me not feel quite as old.
Vintage, though. Vintage is, I believe, about 20.
How old is something to be considered vintage? 20.
Okay. So.
Thank you, Google.
This story, you're welcome. This story, I guess, wouldn't be on Antiques Roadshow, but it would be on, if there ever was such a thing, Vintage Roadshow.
Okay.
Smashing Pumpkins.
All right.
Billy Corgan.
Yes.
First album.
Gish.
Yep. It was recorded and released in 1991. Nice. Billy Corgan used a guitar to record that and then to tour with that album.
Okay.
One day at a show in Detroit in 1992, someone acted like a roadie, goes into the back of the show after they're done and their equipment is put away, grabs his guitar and leaves with it. He hasn't seen this guitar in 27 years.
Yeah. Right?
But he's always mentioned that if anybody has it, he'd love to have it back.
Right. Of course.
So fast forward. A woman was at a yard sale.
That's where you find these things.
Right? 80 minutes north of Detroit. She is in no way, shape, or form a Smashing Pumpkins fan.
Okay.
But she sees this really cool guitar at the yard sale. Buys it for $100.
Oh, my God.
Thinks that it's really cool, but she's using it just as a conversation piece in her basement because it fits the way that it looks, right? So that's been sitting in her basement for about 10 years. Recently, very recently, she's like, oh, I got to get rid of some stuff. I'm going to sell some stuff. And one of her friends forwards her the article about this guitar.
That's awesome.
And the thing is, people have come to Billy Corgan in the past 27 years and said, oh, I have your guitar. And then they show pictures of it. But the thing is, when he did the police report and when he talks about the guitar, he leaves out some specific details.
Okay.
Some things that when somebody's trying to make a counterfeit one, they're not going to know. So he can really, really, really find the guitar. This is like a mystery. I love it.
And this guitar, so I just pulled up a picture of the guitar. So I could see why she would have bought it for $100.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. It's scratched and scuffed, and it's got lots of different colors and stuff on it because it looks like it's clearly been used.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, did Billy Corgan go in and just be like, hey, so it has these red spots on one side and
originally, yeah,
blue spots on the other?
Yes. And then people would send him pictures and be like, oh, this is it. And then he'd be like, what does it say on the back?
Yep.
And when they couldn't tell him what it said, he realized that it was a forgery. So, is he tall?
I believe so. I've never met
Billy Corgan. I've met him before. You're not allowed to touch him.
Oh, apparently. I just pulled this up. So the instrument's neck is what he describes as being a little bit different because it's more like a violin.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's so cool.
And so for the past 27 years, people have been pulling his long legs about this until the woman got a hold of him. And yesterday he was reunited with his guitar.
I hope that happens for like our friends in Madison Ward who had all their gear stolen in New York City. Like, I hope something like this happens one day where they find all that thing. And even other musicians here in town that have had gear stolen, like at gigs. It's like, I just hope that one day they walk into a pawn shop and there it is and they're reunited. It just makes me so happy.
But pawn shops have the worst prices. Pawn shops will be like $8 million.
But at that point, I mean, You get your instrument back. Like, that's part of your soul.
I say you wait until it gets sold at a yard sale for $100.
True. Very, very true. Can you find me a bassoon at a yard sale, please?
I will. All I want in life, all I want in 2019 is to get you a bassoon, but they start at like $26,000. Why couldn't you have played the trumpet?
Unless you can find one at a yard sale.
Do you want it?
Never know.
Do you want to hear this guitar in action?
Yes, please.
This guitar that had been missing for 27 years and this great, amazing mystery was created around it. Somebody needs to make a documentary of this because this is a cool story.
And any excuse to play something off of Gish, I'm down.
That's true. This is Rhinoceros.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Literally never gets old. It's Jordan Silver and Jeremy hanging out with you. Lil Heartsy was not able to make it in because of the inclement weather, which is pretty inclement.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
If you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Nope.
Because it sucks. It's slippy and slidey.
Slippy and slidey.
Yep, slippy and slidey.
Those are the technical terms.
You can hear me salivating when I say that. Slippy and slidey.
Yeah.
I'll stop doing that forever now. That was the last time. That was the last time.
I love it.
We got a very cool email overnight about the Billie Eilish show.
Yeah. Tickets aren't even on sale yet.
Yeah.
Friday. They go on sale tomorrow.
So they must have been. How did they figure this then? A bunch of people RSVPing stuff on Facebook or something?
Probably. They have their ways, just like Amazon.
That's true. Oh, because they have the verified fan thing.
Sure. Whatever those things are.
Verified fan is the first shot at tickets to a concert goes to there's a presale for just the fans, the real fans. But you have to do things to be become part of the verified fans.
Mm.
You have to watch videos and you have to tweet things and follow UPS trucks around and take pictures of the UPS trucks.
At the person's house that you may or may not be sitting in front of?
No, no, no. That are just driving around the city that have the picture of Taylor Swift on the side. She was the first one to use this program. And the verified fan thing from Ticketmaster, everyone thought that it was crap that you had to do these things. But the show still sold out and fans got the best seats because they really care. As opposed to selling, you know, having scalpers buy a bunch and then just getting gouged.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the verified fan thing.
Well, thank you for that explanation.
Absolutely.
I always wondered what that was.
Now you know.
Okay. I still don't know.
It's the first place to buy tickets if you're a fan.
I quit listening.
It's a pre-sale for tickets for the fan.
Okay.
If you're a fan of Billie Eilish and you've signed up on Ticketmaster, then they probably had a bunch of people signing up wanting to get these tickets early. And then they were like, okay, I guess it's not going to be the Midland.
We need more tickets is what it comes down to.
Which we estimated that they doubled.
Yeah.
They doubled the venue. It was originally the Midland. And now it has been changed to, you're going to make me do this, aren't you?
I want you to do the full name for both. Can you do the full name for both venues?
The Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
Yes, that is where the show was going to be.
That's not written down. I pulled that out of my brain.
I'm proud of you.
You are.
And it has now been moved to
I have a panic attack.
You're cheating.
Silverstein.
Nope.
Stein. Damn it!
Silverstein Eye Center's Arena.
I'm sorry, it's Iza.
Yes.
Iza.
Mm-hmm.
Silver
Eye Center's Arena.
The place in Independence.
Yes.
5,800 people.
Yep.
So basically doubling it.
It's going to be a big show. Last time she was here, she sold out the Record Bar in like 0.2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew this was going to be a big show.
Mm-hmm.
And super excited to have her come to town. However.
What?
I am scared to death of Billie Eilish.
No!
Yes, she scares me. No. She scares me.
Okay. First off.
You know how there are no ghosts?
There are no ghosts.
Billie Eilish might be a ghost.
She's 17. She can't be a ghost.
She might be a ghost.
She's still in the prime of her youth.
She might be a ghost.
She's not a ghost.
At least the girl from The Ring.
I think that's what she's going for. She's like the female Marilyn Manson of this generation.
Just scares the hell out of me.
But her music is better.
Her music is awesome. Her music is fantastic. However, I'm so scared. Because the new video?
Yeah.
I mean, just...
So I didn't know. I was searching Wikipedia, which is, of course, the number one place to get information.
Right, because it's always true.
Always true.
Always.
And I was reading about things that people have put there, like Rolling Stone described that music video for Bury a Friend as creepy.
Yeah.
And then I edited.
You changed Wikipedia.
Her Wikipedia. And underneath where it says Rolling Stone has this music video was described as creepy by Rolling Stone. It says the music video was described as very creepy. She scares me by Jeremy from 96.5 The Buzz.
Yeah.
Billy.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Where do we go?
I just want to run around and bite people on the neck and drink their blood with Billie Eilish.
I just want to hide under the table.
Oh, no. I just looked up her star sign.
Oh, she's so scary.
She's the same star sign as Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
She's born December 18th. Wait, where's the... Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's 17.
The Twin Towers were not there when she was born.
Yeah, she's 17.
17, December 18th, 2001.
And more talented than any of us will ever be.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm excited for the show.
So it moved. The show is happening June 7th. It moved from Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland to Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon.
Not 10.
Not 10 a.m. Tomorrow at noon. So if you want to get your Billie Eilish tickets, just head on over to the KC Parks concert calendar. 965thebuzz.com.
You sound like such a professional.
Yeah, you know.
What was the name of that last song?
Bury a Friend.
Where do we go?
So creepy.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
Such an accomplished man.
I know, I love him.
Vance Joy. That song, I love hearing it, but It does not fit with what driving around listening to Riptide.
Again, sand. I see sand.
Yes. Alone on your beach with your work computer.
Yep.
And your dog.
And my dog.
And that's it.
Yeah, boyfriend would be there too, I'm sure, watching YouTube.
Good. Yes. Yeah. So you're both on your computers.
Yep.
Which is amazing.
How we live our life.
So I have never seen you withdraw from something before in my life.
Okay.
Earlier this morning, you put in two new songs into the system.
I did.
And the ex-ambassador song was killer.
You do love that song.
I can't wait till we can play it again. I'm going to ask you a little bit later about that.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning.
Turn this down. What have you done?
I got so into counting how many people wanted to hear that Cosmo Kramer song.
Cosmo Kramer.
How do you make it stop?
You can't.
How do I make... Well, I just made the... I made jumpsuit stop. So... How do I make Blister in the Sun stop?
We'll figure that out in a second. Cosmo Kramer.
Cosmo Sheldrake.
All right. So people on the text line are saying that we should play that song.
Right.
And I get... So someone on the text line also said it kind of reminds me of Alt-J. Didn't even think about that, honestly. I did not go there. And now that you say that, yeah, I think I might be into this.
Cool.
So
if I don't know how to stop the song that's currently playing, which is Blister in the Sun.
That's still playing. Pot up the other two, not Blister in the Sun.
Got it.
We're going to do this live on the radio. I'm going to train you how to use the board.
Hartzell, I am so mad at you.
She's not going to want me back.
To check you out.
We're still going with that. I wasn't ready for this. Cosmo. I wanted to give you details about this guy.
Yeah, give
me
details.
So we're going to play this song. We're going to play it. Cosmo Sheldrake is a singer, songwriter, composer, producer, and multi-instrumentalist from London. You've heard this song in the new iPhone XR commercial. And it's one of the number... It is the number one Shazammed song nationally.
Wow. Okay. So if we think it's weird, the whole country doesn't.
I have found myself every time that commercial plays, Shazamming this song.
Wow.
Because one, it's very intriguing. Two, heffalumps.
Right.
He mentions heffalumps, which I'm a huge Winnie the Pooh fan. So that made me very, very happy. Right. So there's that whole thing. But yeah, apparently this song is definitely getting some traction. So we'll see what people think.
You know, heffalump was my nickname in high school.
You've had a lot of nicknames.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Okay.
I like that a lot, actually.
Cosmo Sheldrake. The song's called Come Along. There's a picture of him with all the instruments that he plays.
He's adorable.
Listen, even if you didn't like that one, you got to give the guy props. That was... all him.
So the album is called The Much Much How and I. Came out back in April. Okay. And that song is in an iPhone commercial right now. And I'm one of those people. I Shazam nonstop when I hear something that I like. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that one is one that apparently I'm not the only one that has been Shazamming it, because that is the number one Shazammed song in the U.S. right now.
Do you remember when that happened with Macklemore's, what was that song? Thrift Shop?
No, but okay.
It did. Well, it did where I was. All of a sudden, every radio station was playing it. Top 40.
We played it, yeah.
It was different. Mm-hmm. Not something we would normally play, but that's why it took off.
Yeah. And I mean, Kansas City has a reputation for, you know, liking something. Alt-J. Mm-hmm. We were the first station and the first city in the country to play Alt-J and have a sold out show. Mm-hmm. So much so they did a documentary about us. So, I mean, we are music fans, which makes me very happy to live here and work here. And to be able to play something like that, I think that's a cool change of pace.
You know where I think that song would be perfect playing on loop over and over and over and over and over again? The Steamboat Arabia.
Oh, no.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning.
Come on.
I got it. I'm sneezing before you turn the mics on.
I hate when that happens. I did a yawn right before.
I got it.
It's just one of those days. Now, I know this is probably the last thing that you want to hear today, but it was just discovered that 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record.
Oh, nice.
The first, 2015. The second, 2016. The third, 2017. The fourth, 2018.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
You know, it's funny. This morning, the door guy where I work, the security guy, I was talking to him while I was waiting, and I was like, what is up with this weather? And then he goes, well, you know, the North Pole is shifting. And I laughed because I thought that was a joke, but it's not.
No, that's a real thing.
Nope. I checked out science.com. And that's the case. That is the case. But I was checking on Instagram, and Buzz family member Ultra Love updated a photo of City Market where it looks like there is a crack of sun.
Just a little bit.
Just a little sliver.
But you do realize that that sun, not warm.
I know. I know.
You can be excited all you want, but it's not going to warm things up.
Well, what's the sun for then?
Well.
Besides light.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
Happiness. Vitamin D.
But I'm always vitamin D deficient. Even
me
in
too.
LA, I was vitamin D deficient. I would swim outside. It was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't put enough vitamin. I don't like saying, I don't like where that was going to go.
So Church Lazo ED party.
Yeah, that's a good way to segue into this.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver and Friends.
That is the second time I've done that, Jordan. Oh my
what
God.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Not using my brain, I guess. Jeez. Jeez.
That was him, Bree.
You want me to play it again? Should I?
If you want to.
I owe it to them.
I mean, we love those guys. They're from right here in Kansas City. I know what you're doing, by the way. You're pushing the wrong little button.
Yes.
And then you're hitting start. And that's not working. So.
Right.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
And one more time. I kind of got that far in, right?
New album in April. Actually, it was almost over, so.
Should I start it where it was left off?
No, let's not do that.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Ooh, what a day.
It has been a day.
We have made it to the end.
Whew.
Impressive. Played a couple new songs.
Yeah.
Even, what was that? I can...
What?
I'm trying to remember the other song that we played.
Cosmo.
Something. I just kept having a picture of Kramer in my head.
I know. You said Cosmo Kramer, and that's all I can think of
I
now.
I know. Not who the gentleman is that plays all the instruments.
Cosmo Sheldrake.
Right.
Come Along was the name of that song.
How did the Buzz family feel?
They actually really liked it.
Well, this is a very unpredictable crowd.
I know. Once someone compared it to Alt-J, I was in. Like right. I it made sense. It clicked.
It's good to have a unique sound these days.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Didn't sound like Imagine Dragons.
Which, power to them.
Right.
They're really good at what they do.
Absolutely.
They wear Tegan and Sarah shirts on TV, so you have to like them.
Oh, Imagine Dragons?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate no one. I hate no one. Except for Tom Brady. So.
All right.
We got enough time to play about one more song.
All right.
I just wanted one? Or two.
I mean, you might as well. Can I have a little break before my show starts?
I mean, you did pick. I did bother you at 4:40 something.
Yeah.
And then you came and picked me up with your family in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Drove us here.
Yeah.
Have been co-hosting this whole time.
Yeah.
Have been working on everything else that you do to keep this place running.
Yeah.
Now you're getting ready to do your own show.
Now I get to start my day.
Yeah, I can put a couple of songs in there for you. Absolutely.
But you know what?
What?
You're stuck here until I'm done.
I know. Do you need any help with anything?
Nope. I don't want you touching anything based on how things have gone today.
I know. My fat fingers have just been all over the place.
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
What are the chances, Jeremy, that you are going to once again save my life and drive me to work tomorrow?
I'm going to say pretty good.
And what are the chances that Hartzell can't make it in tomorrow?
I'm going to say even better.
What are the chances that his mother will accept a position?
God, I hope so.
Me too.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.